In Parshat Nitzavim, we have the verse, that a beautiful blessing that says like this: Re'ei, Natati lefanecha hayom et ha'chayim v'et ha'tov, v'et ha'mavet v'et ha'ra, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom la'avat Hashem Elokecha, lelechet b'racha v'shmo mitzvotav v'chukotav v'mishpotav, chayita v'ravita uv'rachacha Hashem Elokecha ba'aretz asher ata ba'asham l'rishta. And then it says later on, a few verses down, Uvacharta b'chayim leman tichye ata uzarecha v'zarecha. So in English, it says like this: I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Therefore choose life so you may live, you and your seed, you and your children. So it's a beautiful verse, but there's so many questions. First of all, why does God have to tell us, I'm giving you life or death? Choose life. I mean, who wouldn't choose life? Who wants to choose death? Who would choose death? The second verse is, when Hashem says, I am put life and death before you, choose life in order that you may live. Well, telling us choose life in order that you may live is redundant, because if my two choices, if I'm at a fork in the road and it says go right or go left, and the answer is go left in order that you should be on the left, or go right in order that you should be on the right, obviously my choice is going to the right. What's the purpose for that choice? Here the choice seems redundant. Choose life in order that you should live. And the next question is, what is the connection to the children? I mean, isn't it incentive enough to choose life in order that you should live? Why do I need the incentive for the children? So the first part of this question we're not going to answer today, because it's really a whole different topic. But I would like to say about what it means to choose life in order that you should live. There's two interpretations of life. Life means existence. Life also means to live with life. In other words, to live with enthusiasm, with passion. That's also life, to do things with gusto, to feel a passion in everything you do. The Torah is telling us, choose life in order that you should live. Choose life in order you should live. You should live with passion. If you live with passion, then you're choosing life. If you don't live with passion, you're automatically, it's going to go to death. And whatever we do, do it with passion. You do mitzvahs, you learn Torah, do it with passion. Don't just do it because it's there, because it's written. Try and get into it. Try and feel the passion, the beauty, the love of it, the happiness in doing the mitzvot. That's what makes all the difference. And that's why it connects to the children. Why is it the children? Because that's what the children are going to see in the home. If they see a sad parent doing a mitzvah, what are they going to see from that? Doing the mitzvahs is a sad thing. It's not a fun thing. It's not a thing I want to do. That's what he's going to learn from it. But if you do mitzvah with passion and with love, and the children see that you love it, they will love to do the mitzvahs as well. So do mitzvahs with passion, and that will have influence on your children, that they too will do the mitzvot and do the mitzvot with passion. Shabbat Shalom.